Welcome back to the On Deck Show. Rain's finally cleared up, and we're just about set to go for Game 5 of 6 against the Shuckers and the Knoxville Smokies on Saturday night at Keesler Federal Park. I'm Max Gifford, joined by Tech Ops intern Nate Sanchez. Coach Nate, how's it going?
You're doing good, Max. Good to be on the show.
Well, I know I joke, and you joke, that we're both coaches, but you're around this team a lot. But what exactly does a Tech Ops intern do?
So on the day-to-day before games, I assist with all technology setup. These guys love to track everything from pitch speed to the movement on the pitches. So I help with all the bullpens as well as on the hitting side as well, setting up TrackMan, kind of whatever the guys need on the day-to-day. If they want their ground balls filmed or an iPad set up to film themselves hitting in the cage, just kind of anything they need on the day-to-day.
And your job doesn't end during the preparation of the game. You're still busy in game.
Yeah, sure am. So like I said before, these guys like to view the game, their swings, their defensive plays from every angle. So I'm setting up cameras, 9 cameras around the stadium, and then during the game charting so that at the end of the game I get to line everything up, so that makes it easy for the coaches and the players to view all their film. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
How many hours do you think you're putting in on a series basis doing all this work?
Quite a bit. I don't want to get into the specifics of the hours, but I'm at the ballpark fairly early, and probably an hour or so past game time is when I wrap up. So putting in a lot of hours, but really can't ask for anything more than being on the baseball field for most of it.
Well, and that's part of it, right? We do this because it's so much fun. What made you want to work in baseball?
I've always been a sports guy from first memory I've had, honestly. It's one of the passions I've always had. And when I realized that wasn't going to make it on the playing side, figured that I'd try to find a way to work, stay around the game as much as I can. And got this opportunity with the Brewers last year, and this is my second year with them, and couldn't have asked for anything more.
You and me both on the side of realizing that we weren't going to make it in pro ball. But you mentioned this is your second year with the Brewers, but how has it been to be around this team in particular?
It's been really awesome. Getting to know these guys, obviously you get to appreciate their talent and what they can do on the field, but getting to know them a little bit, like on the personal side, you forget these guys are just regular dudes at the end of the day. So I feel like it's really been awesome, especially with a clubhouse with this like amount of talent. We got a lot of future major leaguers on this team. And it's been a really fun ride through the ups and downs of the season. Yeah, it's been awesome.
I know you're doing a lot of work in-game, but how fun is it to be in the dugout with all the guys?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I get the best seat in the house to hear the crack of the bats, just get an appreciation for how tough this game really is. You know, when you see it on TV, it's one thing, but when you are 15, 20 feet away from all the action, you really appreciate just how tough this game really is. So, yeah, best seat in the house, like I said.
We're talking with Shuckers technology operations intern Nate Sanchez ahead of the Shuckers penultimate game against the Knoxville Smokies. Sanchez, one of the best seats in the house, and we were just watching college football moments ago from your seat that you normally sit in during the game. But you're a big golf guy as well. How'd you get into golf?
When I wrapped up playing baseball, I figured I'd swing something, and I'm not very good at playing golf, but I do enjoy watching it every tournament, every week. Like I said, kind of like for baseball, you just appreciate what these guys can do because I can't do anything close to it. So yeah, I mean, there's some really talented golfers out there, and I think it's a peaceful sport and a lot of fun to watch.
Very mentally taxing though at times, for sure. But
definitely,
golf's a little bit different from baseball because baseball is all about teams, unless it's the Live Golf League, but they don't exactly exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Who are some of your favorite golfers to watch?
Ooh, I mean, everyone loves watching Scottie Scheffler just because he's the best in the world. Really like him. Colin Morikawa, I like. I feel like he burst onto the scene, and he's been dealing with some injury, going through some adversity, so I like him. And then I like Jackson Koivin. You know, he's a guy who just graduated from college, first year on the tour, already won an event. Just a few. I like all golfers. I mean, I don't have a few favorites, I guess, but those are some guys that I do enjoy watching.
Have you gotten a moment in between all your work to check out the Tour Championship this weekend?
Absolutely have. It's been a good tournament so far. The guys are, like, absolutely tearing up the course. I don't think there's a single guy who's over par for the week. So, I mean, top 30 guys in the world, it's been a joy to watch for sure.
And I know we just mentioned your favorite golfers to watch, but is there anyone in particular you're pulling for who's maybe toward the top of the leaderboard right now?
I'm going for Sam Burns, just because he's had some rough luck this year. You know, a lot of 54-hole leads that he hasn't been able to hold on to, and he's chasing from behind in this tournament, so maybe he'll be a little bit more comfortable from that point. So I'm going for him.
Well, I know you said you're maybe not much of a player yourself, but have you gotten a chance to golf with any of the coaches?
No, I actually haven't this year. I brought my clubs with me, but haven't been able to go out on the course. I have a feeling I don't belong with them. They swing it pretty well, so I'd be slowing them down. But hoping to sometime in the future, hopefully. Maybe in the offseason I'll get out back on the course. We'll see.
Talking to guys in the clubhouse, who have you gathered is the best?
Ooh, the best at golf? I don't know, man. They all say that they're the best. Actually, just today, Jack Seppings and Garrett Hodges say that no one's ever beaten them in a scramble before, which is a bold claim, but I guess I'll go with that. I've never seen him play before, so I'll choose to believe him.
Have you talked to Mikey about his 6 hole-in-ones?
No, but I'm sure I believe it, man. I see him hitting balls out here on the field sometimes before games, and he's got a smooth swing. He's been doing it for a while, I'm sure, so I believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got to get a foursome going between Nate Sanchez, Mike Guerrero, and then apparently Jack Seppings and Garrett Hodges as well. That's Tech Ops intern Nate Sanchez. Nate, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go Shuckers.
We're back with more in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and the Hype 100.9 FM.